Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for being here. You know where you are. You are at Two Rooms at the End of the World here on KXIW 99.9 FM, broadcasting straight out of Vancouver, Washington, all across not only the space in the Portland area, but here as well on some digital formats and platforms. And what a day and age to be alive, because that is what we're here to provide, is nothing but the best deep cuts, B-sides, demos, live performances, songs from old artists, songs from new artists, and everything in between. All the best rock and pop from the past 50 years, because that is what we do here at Two Rooms at the End of the World. I am your host, Michael Sarno, and we are in for nothing short of a great procurement of nothing but the finest music and knowledge right behind it to reinforce it. So you don't need Spotify to go through with all of your daily recommended playlists, to go through with all of the same songs that you've been hearing for the past week and everything. I'm here to inject some freshness into that. So thank you very much for being here. I will do my best to ensure that it is nothing short of a good time for you. So we're going to kick this off now, as we always do, in fashion, in style. All the way from Alberta, Canada, all the way from 1971, all the way from a rock trio entitled The Stampeders. It is a sunshine hit to make you feel really good, no matter how cloudy or sunny it is. It is Sweet City Woman. lead vocalist Greg Raleigh taking the band Journey throughout their initial lead singing phase. That song, Spaceman, was the lead single off of their third and final album that came out before new lead singer Steve Perry started taking over and success really started rolling in for Journey. But in those initial three albums, they had much more of an experimental prog rock sound because both Greg Raleigh, keyboardist and singer, as well as Neil Sean, lead guitarist, both came from the touring group of Santana. And that's how they got their start. So they started making music that sounded a lot more like that. I kind of wish that they had more time to spread their wings and fly with the little Greg Raleigh stuff, but understandably so, when Steve Perry comes in the picture, it takes itself off in a lot of aspects. But Greg Raleigh, never underestimate Greg Raleigh as a musician, a singer, or any of the above. Before that, we had some new flavor there for you from indie pop artist David Vanderveld. Song from 2007, kind of the golden age of the upcomings of indie, entitled Wisdom from a Tree off of the album The Moon Station House Band. Really good LP listen to if you're looking for something new with a little bit of an old twist. Never fails. This is Michael Sarno here on KXRW 99.9 FM. You're listening to Two Rooms at the End of the World, and we'll be right back on the other side of these messages from great sponsors. The AARP Foundation's free tax aid service is now available to assist anyone in preparation and e-filing of state and federal returns. Tax aid's volunteer counselors are trained and certified by the IRS. Most locations offer walk-in, face-to-face service, appointments, and more information available online at taxaid.aarpfoundation.org. That's taxaid with an E, .aarpfoundation.org.
At Northwest Furniture Bank, their mission is to restore hope, dignity, and stability by providing recycled furniture to families in need. Their goal is to transform empty rooms by providing furniture to create meaningful spaces for families as they work to rebuild their lives. As a nonprofit organization, to support their mission, they rely on financial and furniture donations from the community. Donation and pickup information available at nwfurniturebank.org.
Hey there, welcome to the sophomore segment we got going on here of Two Rooms at the End of the World. I am your host, Michael Sarno, on KXRW 99.9 FM. Of course, I don't have to tell you, but we got nothing but some great music coming up for you here and kicking us off. A track stemming back all the way to 1939 to be covered and re-recorded in 1968 and to be popularized in a 1985 dystopian comedy written by Monty Python's own Terry Gilliam, featuring Robert De Niro and Jonathan Pryce. Without further ado, from Jeff and Maria Maldar, the 1968 hit, Brazil.
Thank you. Born in darkness, but I fought my way up to the sun. Ask me to stay with you, don't
Not many things can make you melt as much as the voice of Annie Lennox, let alone the track Savage from 1987. That is the Eurythmics, the dynamic duo of Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. Still on pretty good-ish terms. I think they just got very tired of the business venture there at the end of their tenure. From what I've heard, they just basically said, yeah, it was just kind of a business thing. All that we had was basically, you know, the same thing, the same trials and tribulations you have in any relationship, romantic or not. It's just kind of there, and you just kind of grow tired. And after all that time and fame and everything, kind of, it can only exacerbate those feelings. Before that, we had, oh man, the lead singer of The Who himself, Mr. Roger Daltrey, with a track from 2018 entitled As Long As I Have You. Still got the girth in it. You can really feel it in his voice. Nobody can do it like Roger. But under no circumstances, do not smoke around Roger Daltrey. He will be the first to tell you that it ain't cool. Not only the fact of smoking, but he has a condition where if he gets smoke in his lungs, he has quite a reaction. The last time I saw him, they were performing Quadrophenia in full in 2013. Somebody in the front row started toking up. Roger started yelling and saying, don't do that. And I stormed off stage, came back and calmed down and apologized to the man. He goes, hey, at least stick to the brownies. So I look this story up. And this story has happened multiple times. It's just a regular occurrence in the life and times of Roger Daltrey. So, but for now, we are about to delve into the life and times of sponsors that help keep this radio station running. The radio station is KXRW 99.9 FM. The show is Two Rooms at the End of the World. The host is Michael Sarno, and we'll be right back.
The Columbian in Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project pays for the reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues, in print and online, including housing, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
Have you always wanted to buy a washing machine and support affordable housing at the same time? Well, now you can at the Clark County Habitat for Humanity store. They have furniture, appliances, building materials, rugs, paint, flooring, tile, and tons of other new and gently used items. Every purchase supports home building projects right here in Clark County. You can donate your own things, too. Or better yet, you can call 360-213-1313. That's 360-213-1313. And they'll come pick them up from your home. The Clark County Habitat for Humanity store is located on Southeast 2nd Street, near the corner of Mill Plain and I-205. They have everything and the kitchen sink.
Hey there, welcome back to Two Rooms at the End of the World here on KXRW 99.9 FM LP Vancouver WA. It is your host, Michael Sarno, and coming up is something a little special. I don't mind saying I'm pretty excited for it. It is a personally curated and slightly mixed medley of songs from one of the greatest melodic 70s prog rock bands out there. The band in question, 10cc, and three songs coming up that just kind of help flow in the way of the waters that you just really wanted it to go. I will be happy to talk more about 10cc on the other end of this, but until then, just enjoy the music.
I was traveling home on the subway when this vision got on that made a veil. As I casually eyed the classifieds, she sat down next to me. Every head in the carriage was wondering. I replied with a smile on my face, and as I slipped into the arms of Morpheus, daydream the rest of the way. just like a rolling stone. I'm outside looking in.
But if your chance came, would you take it? Struck a chord with a smile as bright as sunshine. She called me through the poster and welcomed me aboard. She led me, she fed me, she read me like a book. But I'm hiding in the small print. Won't you take another look and take me away? Try me, Mandy, fly me away.
The world was spinning like a ball, and then it wasn't there at all. And as my heart began to
style. safe as Central Park. And if they ever mug me when I'm walking in the dark, would you know?
There's a hell of a well in your eyes.
I know I never had the style or dash of Errol Flynn. Haunting words from a haunting melody and a haunting song. That song was Don't Hang Up, which helped round out our medley. The last song, Don't Hang Up, comes from the album How Dare You, which has a very striking image. If you ever had the LP on front, it's a photo slashed of a striking image of a torn lovers, torn relationships, which basically really carry over the Don't Hang Up motif. And before Don't Hang Up, we had I'm Mandy, Fly Me, which was inspired by a very controversial marketing campaign in magazines where National Airlines provided photos of attractive stewardesses and said, I'm Cheryl, fly me, which was the one that inspired the song. It was a kind of a sexual innuendo. And in that, the workers kind of retaliated and was like, hey, that's not really cool, National Airlines. Shouldn't do that. So they took it down eventually. And yeah, that was a very striking one. But to kick it off was the a cappella intro from Shock on the Tube, which is from the album after How Dare You, entitled Bloody Tourists. So you had Shock on the Tube into I'm Mandy, Fly Me into Don't Hang Up. I hope you enjoyed it. I spent a little time working that one for you, so that one's on the house. But don't go away. There'll be plenty more music curated and mixed by me or not. Regardless, still great music on the way here at Two Rooms at the End of the World on KXRW 99.9 FM, Vancouver LP. We will be right back after these words from sponsors that help keep us rolling. Radical Sovereignty stands for Holistic Health and Self-Empowerment Through Education. They are dedicated to making their holistic services affordable by providing sliding scale options and creating a safe, inclusive environment to learn, grow, and nourish community. Enjoy massage therapy, holistic counseling, energy healing, life coaching, and more, in addition to a wide variety of classes, workshops, and groups to put the power back in your hands. Radical Sovereignty is located in downtown Vancouver. More information available at radicalsovereignty.com.
The mission of Furry Friends is to rescue abused, abandoned, or otherwise homeless cats in the Vancouver-Portland area and house them in a safe, healthy, and socialized environment until they can find their new forever homes. Furry Friends is a Vancouver 501c3 nonprofit, volunteer-run, no-kill cat rescue and adoption organization. For more information about Furry Friends, please visit their website at furryfriendswa.org.
Welcome back to Rooms at the End of the World here on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm Michael Sarno, and if there's a verb I could put on it, unfortunately, the verb would be sunsetting. We are starting to put this thing away, but before we do, we got two more good old tracks for you here, no doubt. The first, although we are sunsetting, does not mean we still can't get funky. There is a track in mind from the beautiful minds of NOLA legends, Alan Toussaint and Lee Dorsey, the latter performing the song himself. It is 1970s a cappella, and that's OCCAPELLA to you.
There's a music in the streets, there's a music in the air, a little old soul beat. There's dancing everywhere. I would tell the whole world, tell them if I could, to add a little song into each life. But it's a finger snapping good. Oh, oh. Pardon me, but you could use it.
We're gonna make a little music.
You got soul, I thought you'd lose it.
We're gonna make a little music.
Everything's gonna be mellow.
We're gonna just sing it a cappella.
Everything's
everything's gonna be mellow.
We gon' just sing it a cappella.
Oh. That's dancing everywhere. I would tell the whole world, yeah.
Tell them if I could.
To add a little song in 2 weeks, like, but it's finger snapping good.
Oh, oh. Pardon me, but you can use it. We're gonna make a little music. You got soul, or don't you lose it. We're gonna make a little music.
Meet on that beautiful shore in the sun. life change very slowly if they ever change at all. No use in asking why it just turned out that way. So meet me at midnight, baby, inside the sad cafe.
When the Eagles died, they went out with a whimper, not a bang. Quite something from such a large group of the 1970s. They went out in 1980 with the album The Long Run, which is a great album, but one that you can really hear frustration with each other seep through. And that song ended that album. That song bookmarked the classic period that was the Eagles at the height of their fame. Post Hotel California. The Sad Cafe was written about the Troubadour Club in L.A. So if you're wondering what is the Sad Cafe in question, that's the Troubadour Club. It's all about the people that come in and out and just kind of sing their songs and express their feelings. And while I have many thoughts on many a music, I will say this. One thing I am very passionate about is that the Eagles' Long Run album came out and was very dismissed and disappointed due to the impossible expectations to live up to of an album such as Hotel California. But when you look back and you understand the story of how tired the band was and how it was five individual solo artists trying to create one sound so differently, it's kind of a special moment, which is what we're all about, is storytelling and context to music. And on that note, much as the Eagles did in 1980, I regret to say it is time to depart. A bit more amicably, probably, than the Eagles tended to do with each other. But still, all good things must come to an end. That includes this program, Two Rooms at the End of the World, here on KXRW 99.9 FM. And we are moving forward into the next chapter of our lives. So I'd just like to say thanks for being here. Always be sure to share music with everybody and share stories of the music with everybody. That is the most important message that I could ever get. Another one that I would like to get across is that if you did enjoy this programming and you'd like to check out more, please go to kxrw.fm. There's plenty more to check out there. And while you're there, it might be a great opportunity, if you're willing and you're in the mood, maybe just drop a donate to us. Anything helps. It always helps keep us going so we can help make great radio just like this for great people and audiences just like yourself. There is no shortage of stuff that we are ready to continue doing and create for your pleasure. So please, if you liked what you heard, also feel free to go to not only KXRW.FM, but X-Ray.FM, our partners in crime there. And the X-Ray app, you can check out a bunch of other shows. You can check out a bunch of other episodes. You can check out some good music and some good storytelling, because that's what we're all about here at KXRW. And That's what we thrive on. So until then, I must say goodbye, which is just until next time. It will be right around the corner. That I can promise you. You've listened to Two Rooms at the End of the World. I am your host, Michael Sarno, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And always be sure to be kind to each other, because in the end, each other's all we got. Until next time.